Word of God. So there we have a story of one event of Jesus coming to a town. And as you may expect, the crowds, people crowded to see him. But if you were listening, you would realize that there was a group of people who actually went in the other direction. Did you notice that? They went in the opposite direction. Their instinct was not to go and find Jesus, but to go and find their friend who they knew needed to be healed. What was the difference in their attitude? Jesus is coming to Sandy. What would our instinct be? To come and to see him for ourselves? I'll go and find a friend and bring that friend who needs Jesus. Would we go and do that? Do we have that instinct to seek the lost, to seek the bereft, to seek the ill? And I wonder, are there things we can do together as a church to develop our instincts, to be more like the men who went to find their friend? How do we grow those instincts to be like, more like those of their friend, their friends? You see, when they came, they too had heard about Jesus, obviously, and they had come to the church. On arrival, they found that they were blocked by the crowd. And of course, it was good to see so many people there. So many people eager to see Jesus. And I'm sure you wish, and every church would wish, that their churches were full of people wanting to see Jesus. Eager to meet with him. But in their eagerness, those people who flocked to the house or the church had become a barrier to the people in most need. Indeed, it is probable that some of the people who occupied the seats weren't there to praise Jesus. They were more interested in criticizing him than helping others get to him. But how depressed those friends were, having sought out the paralyzed man, their friend, brought him to the house only to find that their way was blocked, barred by the crowd. Do you think that the crowd realized what they were causing? Probably not. They wouldn't have understood any of that. Their needs were being met. But I wonder if there are ways in which we unconsciously make it more difficult for outsiders to become part of what is going on in our church. I wonder if there's something about us. Maybe knowingly or unconsciously make it more difficult for outsiders to become part of what goes on in our churches. You know, the man's friends must have truly loved their friend. Truly loved him. Because they weren't put off. They weren't easily deterred. They consulted quickly with each other. And they were determined the best way to get to Jesus was to rip off the roof. Hallelujah. Rip off the roof. It was the most disruptive and destructive act. Jesus didn't say it that way. Jesus saw it as an act of faith. An act of faith. You see, becoming an outsider-friendly church is something that may demand significant disruption to our own comfort and routines. We can get self-satisfied as church members. We can get self-satisfied as members of a congregation. And then that comfort, we can act as barriers to people who really need him. I wonder how we'd react if this event had taken place in Sandy Baptist Church. To what extent is Sandy Baptist Church prepared to have its roof ripped off? To have its roof ripped off so that those who most need him can find him. Well, I'm sure the treasurer would be a bit upset, and the fabric officer. But what does all this mean in practical terms? What does it mean to be to bring a friend? You see, the Gospels have many examples of people whose natural reaction upon meeting Jesus was to bring their friends to him. Remember Andrew, disciple Andrew, couldn't wait to get to his brother Peter and tell him that they had met the Saviour, the Messiah. There was Philip, who rushed to bring Nathanael. And then that woman at the well that Jesus, I was going to say stumbled across, but he didn't stumble across, it wasn't accidental. He knew that woman was going to be there. And the woman, having listened to Jesus, ran off to tell her friends about this Jesus that she had met. To bring our friends. See, these examples give us an opportunity to act in a similar way. And I want you to just think for a moment. Who are the people that you would instinctively go and get to meet Jesus? Can you identify them in your head and your heart? What steps do you need to take to make this happen? How comfortable would you feel inviting your friend to church? Are there things that you could do to make it easier within the church for outsiders? What could you do personally to make it easier? Could you invite someone for a meal or a coffee? I remember seeing a banner in Brazil when I was there, and I asked somebody to translate it for me, and basically what it said was, every house a church and every believer a minister. And I thought, wow, what would be the impact of that if that were true? Every house a church and every believer a minister. See, we're not just talking about inviting people to church, we're just talking about building relationships first. And I know it's building relationships are sacrificial, but we're called to do that. Invite people for a meal, a coffee, meet them in their circumstances. Those questions I've just posed, just let them, let's just be quiet for a moment and reflect on them. Who has the Lord put on your heart? What steps do you need to make this happen? How do you make your church user-friendly? What do you personally need to do? Essentially, what I'm saying this morning is that we need to develop a bringer's personality. To develop instincts to be more like the men who brought their friend. We need to cry over the lost. I wonder when we last did that. Cry over the lost. Remember, you and I were once lost and someone cried over us. When did we last cry over the lost? Do we pray for friends and family that they may know Jesus? Remember, we've been saved for a purpose. And that's not just to crowd around Jesus on a Sunday, but to be fishers of mankind. Think through what it may mean to have our roof ripped off. Think what it would mean that our comfortable and familiar routines may be challenged, that risks will need to be taken in order to see victories. Invites to people starts with prayer, but don't leave it at that. Do something practical as well. Develop a friendship with people. Develop a friendship, particularly with those you are thinking of inviting. It's a true ministry, building friendship. It's sacrificial. It's not easy. But it is rewarding. Who do you know is having a bad time? Friends, neighbours, work colleagues, people you socialise with. In a gentle and a non-probing way, get alongside them. Pray for an opportunity to do so. These things will, I would hope, develop a bringer's personality, which ultimately leads people to Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for those people who prayed for us, people who sacrificed for us, the people who give so much that we might understand who God is and who we are, and that we might see Jesus for who he is. We thank you for those people. Lord, I pray you might show us all how we might open our homes and our hearts and our ministries, Lord, to bring people to you. And Lord, if it means ripping off the roof, then hallelujah. Help us never to be self-satisfied. We ask it in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. It's your communion Sunday. And we've had a few little sessions of just